News 89.1 WEMU. David Fair with you, and I'm sitting alongside Russ Collins. He is the executive director of the Michigan and State Theaters and my co-host for Cinema Chat, our weekly look at all things movies. How are you?
I'm good, and happy Thanksgiving, everybody. It's the holiday season, and it's also the award season, which is even longer than the holiday season.
Yeah, it seems like we do talk awards almost all year at some point. You
know? Yeah, well, it's really picked up now, and then it goes through the Academy Awards. And the Independent Spirit nominees were announced earlier this week. And I'm very proud to say that almost every film that is announced has been at the Michigan or State Theater or will be. So the best feature film nominees are Eighth Grade, which we kicked off Cinetopia with.
Yeah.
It was great. First Reformed, If Beale Street Could Talk, which actually is coming out. It's being released in January. It's been released selectively, but it's going to be released widely, and we'll play it in January. Leave No Trace and You Were Never Really Here. The Best Director has been nominated Deborah Granick for Leave No Trace, Barry Jenkins for Beale Street Could Talk, Tamara Jenkins for Private Lives, Lynn Ramsey, You Were Never Really Here, and Paul Schrader, a Michigan native, for First Reform. And then in terms of first feature, Hereditary, which also has a little local connection, Sorry to Bother You, The Tale, We the Animals, and Wildlife. And there's Best Actress and Supporting Actress and Male Lead and Supporting Lead. So all those things got nominated. They're a really good indicator of what might happen, particularly in the acting awards. So the Academy Awards were actually given, 3 out of the 4 acting awards were given to the folks that won the Indie Spirit Awards last year.
Yeah, interesting.
And in previous years, the Indie Spirit Awards has actually also pre-shadowed some of the Best Picture winners for the Oscars. I don't think that's going to be the case this year.
Is this the time year where the Independent Spirit Award nominees always come out? Because, I mean, it's not until February where they're going to have the
correct. It's the day
right?
before, the yeah. night before the
Academy
the Oscars,
Awards.
The
yeah.
Academy Awards. I mean, the Academy Awards are usually announced in late January. So, yeah, they've got a couple of months But anyway, if you become a member of Film Independent, you can actually vote on this. This is something that's available to anyone that becomes a member of Film Independent. And they're a good organization. They run a lot of programs in L.A. They obviously don't run programs here in Michigan. But you do get to vote for the Independent Spirit
that's
Award.
Nice.
So that's kind of fun. Now, the other big thing besides movies that's going on and
although it has been a maudlin drama for the University of Michigan.
It has been. Is the Michigan-Ohio State game, which is this Saturday. And David's father played for Ohio State, and I've got 2 degrees from the University of Michigan, so our
allegiances are different.
They're and very clear. and I've got to say that I think there's 3 reasons that Michigan's going to win. One is they really are the better team this year.
They are. There's no question about that.
So, but that doesn't always matter in the Michigan-Ohio State game. But the other 2 reasons are that they've lost the last 6 games. So the odds are just in our favor that things are going to fall in the way of Michigan. And with the better team, you have better odds with that. And then the other one is the same kind of odds. We've lost the last 13 out of 14 of these games. So the odds are going to turn to our favor at
some
point.
Well, you did beat us once when we had an interim coach.
That's right. So anyway.
Well, give me a prediction.
I think Michigan's going to win by 7. The odds makers are saying they're going to win by 3.5. And I think that that's a prudent thing. Michigan has actually, the last 4 out of the 5 years, has beat the odds spread in that, you know, they've
made it much closer than I'm comfortable with.
They've lost by less than the odd makers think. But anyway, I think this is a pretty strong year, so you may feel differently, but I don't care.
I have Michigan winning 45-20, but I would gladly take a surprise.
Yeah. I like the way you think about the score, though. That's great.
Yeah, well, Ohio State is really bad. It is unbelievable that they're 10-1.
It's surprising. I was out of the country, but I followed the Ohio State game, the Ohio State Maryland game, and was shocked.
Yeah, they were fighting for their life.
Disappointed.
And it was only Maryland's incompetence that allowed Ohio State to win.
Oh, wow. Well, enough football and back to the movies. And I'm very, very proud to say that we are opening for Thanksgiving week, Green Book. They're talking about a lot on NPR. And it's based on a true story about a pianist, Dr. Don Shirley, played by Maharshala Ali, who is an excellent actor. And he's a concert pianist. Now, he was trained classically, but actually shifted his music towards kind of a jazz trio playing pop tunes, and was quite successful in the market. He hires a Bronx bouncer to actually drive him on his concert tour because he's very consciously decided to do a concert tour of the South in the
1950s. Where he will not be welcomed, right?
Yes, and this is a highly educated, very erudite man, and the Bronx bouncer, played by Viggo Mortensen, is not a highly educated man. He's a smart guy, but street smart kind of stuff. And so he drives this world-class musician around.
And they create an unlikely but tremendous friendship.
And there's just lots of great scenes. Now, the reason it's called the Green Book is the Green Book was something that the African-American community was very, very familiar with. In fact, it was published until relatively recently. They don't publish it anymore. But it let African-American individuals and families know where there were friendly businesses that would treat them fairly. I mean, they don't, you know, at least if they needed gas, they could buy gas. If they needed a hotel room, they could stay in a hotel room. And there were lots of businesses, North and South, that were not friendly to African Americans. And so this Green Book was absolutely critical for a effective car trip. Very, very sad to say. And the sad part of this is you do see this kind of very virulent racism that goes on of people who very much enjoy the music of this great man, but they just are mean. They're just mean-spirited and racist in ways that it's painful to watch. But the film is transcendent. The relationship that builds between these two unlikely guys is very appealing. I like the film a lot. The critics are liking it a lot. Green Book is going to be here for the holidays, and it opens this Thanksgiving weekend.
Looking forward to that. There's always a family kind of fun to be had around the holidays at the Michigan State Theaters.
That's right. The Warner Brother Cartoons, which we do at 11:30 on the Friday after Thanksgiving, is coming up. It's going to be a selection of Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck and Porky Pig and all your Looney Tune fans. Again, that's 11:30 on Friday. And then on Friday at 7:30, we're doing our Sing-Along White Christmas, which is a pretty unique thing, actually, around the country. But the company that distributed it is so enthusiastic about what we do that it's been pulled from almost every theater in the country because Fathom is actually playing it at multiplexes. They're letting us do it because
that's awesome.
They like the way we do it. So Sing-Along White Christmas is going to be Friday, November 23rd, this coming Friday at 7 o'clock.
And you are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair alongside Russ Collins. And any other holiday films?
Yeah, and then Sundays between now and Christmas, we're doing a holiday film, and the first one, and these are free, so we can thank our sponsors for that, is Polar Express, which was done by Grand Rapids native Chris Van Allsburg, a University of Michigan graduate, and it stars Tom Hanks in lots of roles in this animated film. And The Vibrance of Silence is an event that's also happening on Sunday, and it's part of the African Women film series that we're doing with a lot of University of Michigan partners, and we're happy about that.
Excellent.
And then we conclude our Ingmar Bergman series that we've had for the last 4 weeks with Persona, which is going to be Tuesday at 7 o'clock. And then we're doing a very controversial film by Lars von Trier, a very controversial filmmaker.
Well, yeah, no kidding.
It's called The House That Jack Built, and this is this is the director's version of the film on Wednesday, November 28th at 8:45. 5. It's the only screening that's happening. It's the uncut director's version of this very controversial film. So
that one is not for the children, to be very clear.
It's not for the children, absolutely. Wildlife is one of the films that's got a lot of nominations for the Indie Spirit Awards, and that continues this week. Tea with Dames, which has all these great British actors in it. Beautiful Boy also got some nominations, and that's continuing to play, as is Boy Erased, which is this film about Nicole Kidman and Russell Crowe play parents that send their child who is outed to a camp to make him heterosexual again, which doesn't ever really work.
No.
But anyway, Can You Ever Forgive Me, the Melissa McCarthy piece, which isn't really a comedy, but it's a great, it's a funny setup. And
yeah,
Melissa
she's extraordinarily
McCarthy is
well reviewed,
and it's going to win some awards. And then a film that's a huge hit that we continue to play is Free Solo, about this rock climber who climbs the face of this
without any rappelling gear,
without any safety gear, and he makes it. You almost have to
know
before
a whole
you watch
movie.
The movie. But it is pretty amazing. And then if you haven't seen A Star Born, go check that out.
And then Ralph Breaks the Internet is opening at the Multiplex, animated.
There's actually two good films that are opening up at the Multiplex. So Ralph Breaks the Internet is a sequel to that film, and it's really great. Got a great voice cast, John C. Reilly and Sarah Silverman. And then Creed 2, which is a follow-up to all the Rocky pictures, actually has gotten some pretty good reviews.
Well, the first one was great. I hope some of you are going to go out and see the movies and enjoy the holiday. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and thank you for listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.
Gobble, gobble.